Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect, and my name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. So we'll start with you. Three things you're grateful for.
Grateful for this chicken soup that my aunt made last night. It was so good. It was so good. It was not like the typical chicken macaroni, it's a different type of soup. It's still chicken macaroni, but it was so good. Anything in chicken and macaroni apparently is delicious. And then also I'm grateful for being able to do different types of phone calls, I guess, with like the video and all that stuff, to stay in contact with family and friends. I don't normally use FaceTime, despite having had an iPhone for a number of years. I never really use it, and I used it for the first time, I feel like, on Sunday.
That's great.
I initiated the call.
It was waiting for you in the wings. Hello?
Right. I initiated that, and I'm still trying to follow the whole protocol for it, but it was really nice to check in, and I used it with both times, a family of three. So, husband, wife, and then child. So I thought that was kind of cool. Both calls were like that. And then the third thing, not the last thing, but the third thing I'm very thankful for is my cousin Anna. I got to talk to her for a good bit last night. So that was just really, really nice to check in with her. I also listened to her podcast last night. She and our friend Anita do a show on Monday nights on Universal Energy. And I was able to listen to it. They got, you know how we do evening calls. When you do evening calls, you get a different group of people listening in.
A different vibe.
They were pretty busy. They had, they had a few people, waiting in the wings to get, they couldn't get to everybody, but it was good. It was really good. But
that's
then
wonderful.
I got to chat with her afterwards, and it was really good just to see how she's doing. So those are my three.
She's still in Alabama, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Great things to be grateful for. And in no particular order, I'm grateful that although virtually – it wasn't what I expected. My film is in a film festival that I thought I was going to be part of in person. I actually texted you the access link, and if you're able to post it into the chat, because it's available. I don't know how long they're keeping it available, the festival. I have no idea, but that's the link to my film. I would love people to see it. I would love you and Anna to see it. But it's part of the festival. And my son, I'm grateful for what he said. This is still part of that. This one thing I'm grateful for, because it's under that umbrella. He said, you know, if you had it just this live screening, less than 100 people would have seen the film.
Oh,
now people
true.
All over the world can see it. I'm like, thank you, I love you. Grateful that virtually Forward Motion is still being made in terms of the work that I do. This is a weird one, but I'm grateful for the anxiety I have been feeling. And I'll explain why. Yesterday, I was feeling particularly on edge and anxious. And I knew that a little bit, like the yin and the yang. So like the white dot and the white fish or sphere, whatever, and the the black dot and the white dot and the black sphere. We all have that access point of collective consciousness. We wouldn't be human. So, of course, we all, it's like having a pathogen within us. We all have the potential to have something manifest into something greater than it is, and that could be great potential and talent, or that could be on the opposite side of that spectrum. That could be anxiety, illness, fear, depression, etc. So we all have a little bit of that organism living within us. That's part of the human experience. So I knew that I know that I can manage the baseline, and I realize, okay, like probably many of us, that was getting amplified and magnified, not because I can't cope or that I'm having a moment of weakness and despair, but I saw it as I need to feel this and get to the other side of it. And whatever I need to do to manage that, and it didn't involve alcohol or anything like that, it involved a lot of CBD. I'm a big advocate for CBD use, especially if you're not on any sort of psychiatric medication, which I am not. CBD, meditation, taking your time, and I just wrote it out, and by the time I was in, and I'm not the best sleeper, unlike our friend Elisa here, sometimes it's hit or miss, and I kind of knew it, just write it out, accept it, embrace it, and then I don't know what time it was, maybe 1 a.m., I didn't really look at my phone to check the time. I just felt this peace. And I woke up and I said, okay, it's gone. But I knew my responsibility was to step through it. And I feel okay. So I'm grateful for the anxiety because I feel that's part of the work. And again, I'll stress, not for personal reasons, although they're personal benefits from that, but it's almost like for the greater good. And it's not like, oh, this ego, oh, I'm taking so much responsibility, people will feel less anxious. I didn't say that. But it's almost like a bounty paper towel where it's just extra absorption.
Mm.
And I say it joking, but I'm not joking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much fallout, and there's such a spectrum of emotion from the complete cavalier. I mean, they're kids in spring break. They're like, yo, virus, yo, right? You know, we got that.
Right.
And then we have people who are so terrified that they'll throw bleach on an Asian person.
Mm.
Okay, so which is so reprehensible and offensive beyond measure. So that would be, number two. Grateful for the anxiety, and I would say number three. I would take yours as well. I'm grateful for the virtual capabilities that we have to be in contact and connected. I'm grateful that we have the technology that we can still do this podcast. There's no interruption.
Right.
You know. Not like, oh, I can't make the show on Thursday. I have to go to work. Got to go to work. That's sort of my joke. Oh, I got to go to bed early. I have to wake up for work in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I'm grateful for all that technology that connects us. So.
Yeah.
There we have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you're able to paste that link or copy it, but I texted it to you.
I've tried, and apparently they're not. The chat room is not letting me do that. I have have it queued up, but it won't. I can't do a control
Okay.
A
that's
paste.
Right.
So.
I'll do a. So I'll do an alternative. If you guys, any of you, would like to
Oh wait, Let's see if it's showing up. Hold on.
Okay.
How many times have I done this? Because it wasn't. Gosh. Blog Talk, you got to get your stuff together.
Blog
it's
Talk,
crazy.
You know what? You're lucky we still talk to you, Blog Talk.
All right, so it should work now.
Okay, great. Thank you. If for some reason you guys have trouble accessing it and you are interested in getting a link not only to my film but this great, wonderful film festival to see great content for free, you can send an email with your request to loablend@gmail.com. That's loablend@gmail.com. So I'm also very grateful for my neighbors. Of course, for social distancing, but some of my neighbors, as you know, some of my dearest friends live in my building, which is a complete coincidence, mm-hmm. and it's one of my greatest joys of life. And one of my neighbors has been dating one of my friends that I've known since college, which brings me such joy. So that's 2-in-1. And then another dear friend lives on another floor that I also went to college with. It's so weird. And then you know what? Back in the day, I used to live with one of their sisters, and I lived in a different building 100 years ago. So weird. But anyway, on the night of when the film premiered virtually, we had a social distancing dinner. Three of us. We sat. It was really funny. They put the extension on the dining room table, so we social distanced. We saw the film. We toasted, and then we made this stupid video. We reenacted a scene from Saturday Night Fever when John Travolta dances with the two girls. So it's on Instagram. It's so stupid. It is so stupid. But I got to laugh like I hadn't, and I'm so grateful for laughter. I know that's more than three things, but who cares? So grateful to just be able to laugh. And we laughed. And, you know, we're doing everything without touching. It's crazy. Every once in a while, I just have to go up to my kids, and they're both 6 foot, and just, like, shut up and hug me. Every once in a while. Anyway. Anyway, and I haven't been
out
in 2 days. Yes, go ahead.
I do want to watch your film at some point.
Please do.
Yeah. I want to kind of get into a particular zone.
Yeah, and it's short. Like, I'm very well aware of the audience experience. So it's 72 minutes, and my editor is a genius. Yeah, and my whole philosophy in my field is work with people more talented and smarter than you and take credit for it. And that's my secret to success. And, as a director, I was very aware of how it moved, how it flowed. Our attention spans are different these days, unfortunately, fortunately, however you want to look at it. So it's an easy film to watch, I was very aware of that.
Well, very nice. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate
that. I shared that link.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
Do you want me to post it also on the the comments for the Facebook page?
Sure. Okay. Yes, I'm not on Facebook. That'd be great. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Those of you
who are
staying on the
front
lines of Facebook, we appreciate you. Yeah, it's so funny. You got off of that years and years and years ago. So, yes, thank you. That would be great. And you and I were also talking about probably sooner than later that we have this platform with Blog Talk Radio. We have our grievances with Blog Talk, but we're grateful for Blog Talk because it allows the platform for it to be a live call-in show. So for right now, that's working for us, and it's been our original format from day one. And that's important. But being that this is the lowest effect, we will probably add, I guess because of these unprecedented circumstances, normally under normal scheduling, I wouldn't want to do, nor would I be able to accommodate a third show. But because things are a little bit different, we'll see how it goes. But we're going to explore another platform for a show that is not live, that will be more of a focused dialogue between Alisa and myself, or Alisa and the energies known as Lois, and see where that takes us. So we'll let you guys know. We're in sort of the planning stages, but I would imagine sooner than later, and we'll let you know how to access that. So we'll figure that out. But anyway, that's what we're dealing with behind the scenes as well.
Yes.
Yes. How is your baby niece?
Ah, she's good. I haven't seen her. Obviously, I haven't gone out of the house.
Can't see anybody, right?
In the last few days, but I've seen her on FaceTime, and she's still adorable. She's gaining weight. She's eating
great.
Another ounce more, so that's good. And the little umbilical cord has finally dropped off. So, she's good. You know, she's. My brother's taking more pictures, and I haven't posted. I don't know if he's going to allow me to post, but he sends pictures to me and my parents all the time.
Oh,
so
that's
I'm
so great
tempted,
for your parents. Nice.
Yeah, I'm tempted to. I'm going to ask him if I can post some of them. They're just, I think all of them are adorable. So, but I like posting pictures that I've taken. Because I'm there and I know what's going on. I can put my little spin on it. But she seems to be just fine, and they are fine as well. And the dog,
right.
Sadie, who is like, the first child, really, I think she's getting better and better with having the baby around now. Like, I think she knows that it's important. And so anytime Isabel makes a little noise, Sadie gets a little agitated, like, oh, my gosh, something's happening with the baby,
Well,
so kind
being
of,
like the guard dog.
So I think that was a big concern for them because, Sadie really, she's a sweet, sweet dog and is used to being the only, the only object that gets the attention for anything. So they really wanted those two to bond, and I think that's happening. So that's good.
Oh, that's great. And the dogs know, they know that that's their vocation,
mm-hmm.
and they're vigilant, and they know they have to watch. It's incredible. They're so intelligent.
And
like
the baby doesn't freak out.
Huh?
The baby doesn't freak out if Sadie barks or, makes any noises. The baby's like, oh, yeah, that's the baby. That's the dog. Like,
right, that's the dog's
job. Isabel is completely fine with it. What is that loud noise? Make it stop.
She's like, that's my security.
The dog is not a yippy dog. Thank God.
Right.
So, I'm just so happy that things are working out, that everyone's healthy, and
thank God.
I would like to see them and spend more time, but. Like, well, I got to take care of, me and
you gotta
my
home.
Aunt,
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to take care of everybody here, just taking care of yourself, making those choices.
Yep.
No,
that's true. I think it was cold. It was rainy, cold and rainy yesterday and then very cold the day before. Today it's supposed to get a little bit warmer. And I will take a social distancing stroll. I just have to. I don't get stir crazy. I'm so fortunate. All the things I haven't had time to do, in terms of in the home. And again, those of us that don't understand this concept, that never, for whatever circumstances, whether it was a turbulent childhood. Or otherwise, and then sort of being accustomed to that pattern. I've never in my entire life have ever taken my time, except for now, except for the past. Seriously.
I believe it.
It's going on a week and a half. The last time I worked that I got a check was a week ago,
yeah.
A week ago Friday. Yes. So it's about a week and a half now. And I'm just taking my time and really don't feel stir crazy at all. I'm very fortunate. I was asked like 6 months ago to be a judge for a short film festival that I don't know when it's supposed to happen. I have a judging deadline, which is like April 12th, I think. So I have to look at 51 short films. The film could be 5 minutes. It could be 18 minutes, anywhere in between, from all over the world. And where that would have been a chore to squeeze in, I look at two or three little films a day. Also, the Colombian Film Festival sometimes is making some of their films accessible. They were supposed to have their New York Film Festival around this time, too. So I've seen some incredible films from Colombia as well. Again, things I would have missed out on. Allegedly tomorrow, I am supposed to be, I was booked to do a critique of acting students' work from the academy where I used to teach at for many years, and I haven't taught there, but I'm an industry person for them. And allegedly that's supposed to happen virtually. Well, that check better not be virtually. Put that in my account, people, please. we'll see. We'll see. I'm hoping I hear from them and they confirm it, and I can actually set up my space so that I can do it from my laptop. We will see. And step by step, and I keep reminding myself, yes, every revenue stream has pretty much disappeared overnight. But, you know, when you tap into gratitude, there's so many people in the exact same boat, and
right.
There's so many people less fortunate. And even those that might have wealth, they may be very vulnerable with their health. I know I sound like Dr.
Right.
Seuss. I don't mean to. And I wouldn't trade that. And I think I know of three people who have the virus.
Wow, really?
Yep. Yep, one of my dearest friends who I saw a little over 2.5 weeks ago, so I think he must have contracted it right after we were together, which is crazy. My friend Ron, who actually designed my poster for the film, and he also did the opening and closing titles, very much a part of my documentary. But we had this long talk, and he's like, you know how I'm looking at this, Liz? I'm looking at this that I feel okay. So, you know what? You sound strong. Yes, he's coughing. Yes, he's quarantined. Of course. He said, but I'm going to get through this so that I can work at the supermarket. I can volunteer at the supermarket. I want to be on the front lines. I'm like, well, there you go. There you go. You'll get through this.
Wow.
He's in excellent health. He just has to get through this. Then my very good friend's daughter was doing studying abroad in Barcelona.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Yeah.
She has it. And her husband, her daughter's father, obviously, he's asthmatic. So they're a little concerned. And then actually, you kind of know this person. You came into New York 2 years ago to see a project that I was working on, a live performance. And Christopher Green, who was the performer from London that I was working with, he believes he has it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, you know who? You know who? Yeah, you've met him. So, yeah. So we can't. Yeah, and my building now, it's like now, and I think it's great. You know, there's only one person. They have signs. Only one person allowed in the elevator at a time. I think it's smart. I did laundry yesterday, and again, people were not like, you know, on top of each other. But I am grateful that I could look out the window, and I don't see a lot of evidence of life, but you do. You will see that person walking that dog. You will see that person pushing that baby stroller. You will see that person walking to the corner bodega. And I'm grateful to be in New York City because it's such a densely populated place that even under quarantine, you'll still see some signs of life.
Mm-hmm.
There were pictures, a friend of mine posted pictures who lives in Los Angeles. The sky has never been more blue there. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy,
yep.
Right? And in Venice, the Venice River.
Yeah, all the canals are clear. The water's clear. Yeah.
The animals are coming back. They're like, it's about time, bitches. It's interesting. It's really interesting. And it's heartbreaking that people are paying the price with their health, with their lives, people on the front lines. I really think grocery store workers are the unsung heroes in addition to the healthcare workers, but really grocery workers, because they're not being, some of them aren't being treated very nicely.
Right.
You know, I read this one thing online about this woman who works at Whole Foods, and during her break she would go into her car, I guess it was not New York, would go into her car and weep because of how she was mistreated. Delivery people. Yeah, like you can't have it both ways, people. Like you got to look them in the eye and say thank you. They're really first responders. If that's how you're getting your food.
Mm-hmm.
And for grocery delivery, and thank goodness I'm always 10 steps ahead because I have hungry young men to feed. I went online the other day and I said, well, you know what? Let me see what the first earliest appointment is, and I'll place an order because by the time it might be available, I'm going to need to replenish. And these are for heavier items. I haven't gone into the supermarket since they put in all the social distancing. And I think it's just weird to, like, having a line where there's 6 people apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I haven't done that yet. If I need to, I will. I haven't done that yet. First earliest available appointment for grocery delivery, and they're going to bring it to the lobby of my building, and I'm going to have to, it's like contactless delivery, and I'm going to have to retrieve it, put it in my shopping cart and bring it upstairs. I'm not mad at that. I will still tip the guy, hello, or the woman, because that's what we must do. Tip your people. Tip them high. They're on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where you could have had like a 20, like back of the day, which wasn't that long ago, where you could have got put in an order less than 24 hours. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the only available window. So you have to check it like the stock market. So I'm holding on to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God. That's it.
Well, I'm wondering if, would it be okay, I don't know if you're in the mood to do it, would it be okay to kind of check in and see, you know,
sure.
If it's Lois, if it's anyone else, you know, just, and you know, whatever seems appropriate to talk about, you know, not necessarily about the virus, but just the current state. And it could be, you know, because of the virus, but
well, let's see.
What kind of question would come from that?
Or a prompt, maybe, just a prompt.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what I'm going to do is, while you come up with that, I'm going to just... And again, this has been kind of like this live experiment with how the show has evolved. We do everything pretty much in real time during the show, like this. right? So
right.
I love that. So I'm going to kind of disconnect and connect, if that makes sense. And then when you're ready, just start the dialogue and we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay. we're ready. No, we're ready. We're connected.
I'm like, I don't know what happens.
Okay. Well, it's weird Well, word that's coming through during connection, and I'll let you guys know when I have left the building. I'm still here, but I'm kind of in a hybrid kind of state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And if there's people in the chat, feel free to jump on in. And maybe you'll have insight. But coffee. Now, I personally like my coffee. But it's more, can you, you have, if it's not difficult, I don't think it will be, can you go on Google and do a search, maybe an infographic, a diagram, or very simple for the cultivation of coffee, because that's the metaphor that she wants to use.
Well, the word I was thinking of, I'll Google it too, but the word I was thinking of while we were doing this was shadow work. And so I was thinking about maybe with a coffee has to do with, you know, shade grown coffee. I'm not sure.
There you go. Or I could throw you some shade.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid. It's a hybrid, kids. And Lois is like, okay. You know what, Lois? This is why we hang out like this. Because you would not have gotten my humor. Thank you. Okay. I'll just do you some shade, girl. Okay. yes, but thank you. See, this is why it's so great that this is the two of us doing this together, Lisa, or the three of us. Mm-hmm. All right, I got you. The three of us. She likes to be in charge. Oh, my God. You can be in charge, girl. Okay. Yes, shade-grown coffee. Now, I don't know, again, I know how to drink the coffee. I know how to make the coffee. And I know what kind of coffee I like. That's pretty much about it. And you know, it's crazy. And I can have this conversation. I still feel Lois's energy very much, so it's not like she's left the building. Like she's able to sort of integrate. Like we're able to integrate with each other, which is why this is evolving into the Lois effect. So it's like we're co-hosting within my organism, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But in November, thank God I went. I went to Colombia for a week, and the bulk of my time was in coffee country.
Right.
Very interesting. But, yeah, coffee, she brought in coffee as a metaphor. And the way that it looks like, and I only know this because I was there, so I could see it, like, from a topography standpoint, it's these very, it's astounding. It's a brilliant, okay, so now this is how she's coming in. All right, okay, Lois, thank you. It's a brilliant lineup of organization. It almost seems like it's otherworldly how organize these coffee, I guess it's coffee trees, I don't even know, these coffee, the foliage of the coffee, so brilliantly organized, it almost looks like that aliens did it. It's so precise. It's so perfect. It's so beautiful. It remains in a collaboration with humankind to have been, I guess there is a, this is Liz talking, I guess what they do with the, I don't know if it's plants or trees, so I'm going to say the plants turn into a tree, I don't know, but there's a humankind manipulates the, or tethers it, or does something to it so that it manifests in this organization so that it bears fruit. So this is a collaboration. It's a cooperative collaboration for this much respect with the natural landscape. And it's one aspect where the balance, there's no tipping point. And it's harmonious, and there is a reverence for the earth in the most pure manner of this cultivation. Of course, there are examples industrialization and imposition for the land. This is not what I am referring to, and now we're getting more into lowest people. Okay, it is not what I am referring to, but that divine collaboration between earth and humankind. If there's any contribution, Elisa, that you can make, whether you've looked it up or what have you, is there anything, simply put, that you can sort of talk about that process?
Well, the link that I got had to do with, there are two kinds of coffee cultivation, just like there's two kinds of coffee beans, like two main kinds of coffee, I guess, Arabica and Robusta. And then there are two main methods of coffee cultivation, sun-grown and shade-grown. And then shade-grown coffee is the more traditional approach that mimics the natural way coffee used to grow.
That
underneath a forest canopy. And then beginning in the 70s, the idea of growing coffee in full sun was introduced to coffee farmers with the intent to increase production. So sun-grown coffee produces higher yields and then, as a result, gives farmers a higher profit, but it also has an adverse effect on the ecosystem and on coffee quality. I'm trying to look. It says Guatemala coffee is traditionally shade grown. So it has not been a major cause for deforestation in the country, but in all of Central America, sun cultivation coffee has led to 2.5 million acre loss of forest. So that's just from a quick blog that I just picked up on.
I wonder how they do it in Colombia. I don't know if I was seeing shade-grown or sun-grown coffee. Probably sun-grown, knowing them. I'm just guessing.
Well, if you saw a lot of other trees...
it was on the mountains.
To be classified as shade-grown coffee, taller trees that provide a canopy must be planted throughout the fields.
That's what I saw. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
So that's good, good, good. So it's this, you're right. So the metaphor is to it's about self-cultivation. It's about going within. It's about what's underneath the surface. It's interesting. So we went from the sun into the shade.
Right.
Kind of the reverse, where the shade was all about, going from the shade to the sun was all about profit, 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 and sort of a disregard for the damage to the ecosystem. And about profit, this is the reverse that's happening. So we are going under the protection of nature, because the trees, right, for the shade-grown mm-hmm. coffee, is obscuring the sun, and the planet is still being protective on a slower timeline. The yield is beautiful, and the yield is of mutual benefit, and it is a collaboration of mutual benefit. And what is being referred as the divine tipping point is what's taking place. So the tipping point, for those of us that choose to be, to go within, into the shade of silence, into the shade of self-contemplation, into the shade of self-cultivation, into the shade of going within to where life sprouts renewal and new growth and divine cooperation, and allowing for those that choose or that are willing to explore multidimensional experiences happening concurrently, understanding that time, as you all have experienced it, has been dismantled. No longer being ruled, dictated to, yielding to the rhythm of the soul, the divine clock of the heart, to take your time is to reclaim what you never even knew was your divine birthright. And to understand that this is a chrysalis. This is entering the birth canal. And it is not time to emerge. It is too early for the crowning to take place, although a distortion of that is taking place.
Hmm.
But that is the climate. And it is so divinely organized, with that respect for the land, with that reverence for the cultivation of what can serve humanity. We use the example of coffee, but it is divine knowledge and revelation. And there is a spectrum which is honored. It is not a competition. It is not whoever has the most wins. Quite the opposite. To be just enough in the shade of your contemplation, in the shade of your silence, in the shade of your stillness, bathing in the knowingness of what you need to know is revealed on a need-to-know basis. And how refreshing And what a relief that you don't need to know everything all at once. Where's the rush? There is none. I invite all of you to just take a slow breath, whatever way is comfortable, whatever way you can manage that, and sit in this divine silence, knowing that you are enough, knowing that this is, to use a technical term, a force quit. To use a computer metaphor, you go from control, alternate your course, and delete the old programming. It's a refresh. Whether it is nature or whether it is technology, Source knows no difference. Enter the portal of awareness. Know that there is no finish line. Understand there is no competition, only your competence if you divinely choose to embrace that in your own time. Feel what you must feel. Many of you will feel the ripple effects coming from other sources. You are soldiers on the front line. You are strong. You step through that, knowing that as a poison must work its way through your system, that you are strong, you are striding through, you have grit, tenacity, you are a scrappy bunch. Take the hit for the team, and this is not a sacrifice. This is of mutual benefit, as we said before. Where in doing this for humanity, you bolster yourself and you learn how to leave yourself alone. Meaning, the days of self-neglect are no longer the days of punishing the self for not doing enough. These two polarized forces are uniting as one, forming a heart of constructed love, of forged tenacity, of the willingness to step forward, but in divine timing. And you don't know what that looks like, and that's the point. For in the shade, you trust that the light reveals itself. And you become accustomed, and you no longer have night blindness, but are able to see what you need to see and feel your way to the rest. And in this obscurity, you will become very accustomed to your surroundings. You will know how to feel yourself from one place to the next with minor incident. Take your time. Nothing is as it seems anymore. And this is the most benign way to prove this point, although many are soldiers on the front lines. Many are sacrificing their experience here on the planet as you know that experience to be. but that is their divine learning. And yes, they are mourned, and many more shall be mourned. But in this benign grief, the malignant, that which was perceived as malignant, is dismantled. Breathe into yourselves. Love yourselves. Be gentle with yourselves and those close to you. Take your time in the shade, for your brightest days are yet to come. And that is what? That is what is revealed by this connection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Girl, what? I have no idea what, because I left the building. What time is it? Are we still?
It's 9:21.
Oh, good. Okay.
Wow.
Oh. So was that the first time that it was kind of like a official channel? Like, I would consider this like the first official Lois channel, although she's come in before. This felt a little different to me.
I think it was a lot longer than in the past, where, you know, she would kind of do a few things and then be out. Like, I think you were, she was there for a while.
Yeah. I don't know how long that lasted. I have no idea.
I mean, to me, it seemed like there was a lot of information coming through.
I have to listen to it. I have to play the show because I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that coffee metaphor was, I like that. Yeah.
Well, it's something that Anna and I, not the coffee, but something that Anna and I had talked about last night in our rambling conversations. I swear we really do need to start some recording. But I was just talking about, you know, how we've been spending our time. And, you know, for some people, like for, I think for people like you and Anna, because you're always going, like physically,
yes,
busy. And physically doing things and being, having to go places. There's a lot of running around that you do. And that's what you like that. And actually both of your, you know, you both have this number one, there's a number one
right,
energy that factors in. So
right,
that makes sense.
Right.
So the restlessness that you feel sitting still or having to sit still, if you know, you'll, like, I know you will do it and she'll do it for meditation purposes.
Right. Right.
But for the rest of the day, like knowing that there's stuff to do, there's projects to,
yep,
to continue,
oh, mm-hmm,
or to complete, that's,
yep,
what you're used to.
Yep.
Then this time means there's a lot of spare time. And so there are other things you can do, like just, you know, oh yeah, now I can do this type of cleaning, or I can,
mm-hmm,
go through and just,
right,
do other things that,
right,
you wouldn't have been able to take care of.
That's right.
And so, but once that's done, you know, once that gets to a level where you're like, you know, it's not that important that I do it every day or whatever.
That's right. I'm taking my time. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's not critical, but it's there.
So for,
right,
for me, because I tend to be busy at different times. Like for spurts at a time, I'll be like, okay, Nan, I got a full day of tours. I got to do this.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, there are, most of the day is not spent doing that kind of stuff. Like I'm not,
right,
physically having to do a lot of things. Mentally, however, I've always stayed busy.
You're the
trade. Mentally,
oh, that's interesting. That's true. Yeah.
It's been, you know, I have to plan out things, or I just think about things a lot and overanalyze, obviously, well, for a lot of other things too.
Right.
So in this time period where I can't focus that energy on organizing a day for people or,
right,
any of that.
Yeah, you can't. Right.
I've been like, well, what am I supposed to be doing?
Right.
So I'm, I was asking, because what I've been doing is, like, in my abundant spare time, instead of doing, like, oh, I need to do some cleaning, like, I'll do a little bit of cleaning, but then I'll be like, okay, what else can I, you know, just my mind can only zone out for so long doing something like that. I've been watching, I've noticed what I watch for entertainment. You know, everyone's like, oh, what are you watching? What are some good shows to binge watch? And I've noticed that I will look at a lot of supernatural type shows. Like, I'll revisit Grimm, you know, like, I've watched that a couple of times already. And, you know, like, I'll watch the old version of Charmed. I'll watch stuff that's just a little on the weird side. And, of course, with those types of shows, there's usually a lot about, you know, like, vampires and then the animal nature, you know, the dark side. And so we were talking about this whole idea of shadow work. Like, Anna's talked about shadow work recently, and I started a lot of questions about shadow work, you know, years ago. But, you know, what does all that mean? And why is all this stuff coming up? And I'm like, well, I know there's a reason for all that, obviously, with stuff happening here, to go into that, you know, into that shadow work. And what does that mean, like, as it's reflected to us in stuff that we watch all the time, you know, with art? And what does that mean? Does that make you a bad person? You know, not necessarily. It's an aspect of ourselves that we don't always want to look at. So I think it's interesting to have the whole coffee situation, or the whole coffee, metaphor, and to understand where the things that we wanted fast, like, we're used to that. You talked about it earlier, you know, instant gratuity, like, I'm going to, you know, click something on delivery and it should be here today. Right. It should be here, you know, very soon, and not have a 2-week wait. So our way of life has sped up tremendously, in that we want that, we expect that instant gratification.
Right.
Most of us can remember when you had to, like, dial in to connect to the internet. And sometimes it didn't work the first time.
Right.
You know, you had to listen to that screeching noise for a little bit. And now, like, if you watch any of your old shows from the 90s, you know, people, you just send me that fax. They're like, what do you mean the fax? Like, you know,
people are still doing that, even the last decade.
That's fine too. But it's still weird. It's like, well, a fax? Like, who does that anymore? But we have made so many conveniences to the detriment of a few other things, you know, not that all of it's bad, but it just means that there's a trade-off. So even with something as simple as coffee that people consume every day, the price for that is a different process, right? Of being in the light, like, oh, we're in the light, but it speeds things up. And it also causes a lot of damage, you know? So the things we want the most, the answers we think we need, the stuff we need to get, we've created a lifestyle that allows us to get it, and now everything's called to a halt. So with coffee, when you look at the differences, you know, shade grown, better for the environment, better product, but we can't imagine, you know, not having coffee every day, or not having that at our disposal right away. And we don't think about how it came to be here. And how, oh, everybody has coffee. Well, not everybody does.
Right.
No, not really. Maybe, I don't know how the whole thing is supposed to slow down, but this is a slowing down. And you definitely need to listen. I want to say hello to Raven and Amish comedian. Amish comedian says she really enjoyed the channeling. It was like your old channels from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Oh, and she's also saying there's an additive in coffee to make it brown that many people are allergic to.
Oh.
The caramel coloring. So interesting. And then Raven said she loved Dark Shadows. I would watch it after school. Yeah. Oh, so funny. So, yeah. The way we process, and using even the word process, is an interesting thing to consider. The way we process what's happening, the way we consume processed foods.
Interesting. Yeah, there is a return to people really thinking about what they're eating, also because of there's shortages. So there's a lot of DIY. Like I made my own DIY wipes because I was doing laundry and I wanted to wipe, you know, the machines down out of cleanliness for me, but out of courtesy for the next people using the machines. And also I've been doing the juice of half a lemon in hot water every day just to keep my immune system up. There's a shortage of vitamin C supplements. Well, hello. Before those existed,
right.
you know, all over the world, people have the juice of half a lemon, a cup of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning, so there, it's really like back to basics. Interesting.
What's interesting to me is also when we went to Costco on Friday, my Athoma really likes, she does like a lot of fruits. So she got bananas. She likes to do bananas and we got avocados. But she also got a box of oranges, like navel oranges. We were all on the same aisle. And so she was looking at this box of oranges and I was looking at a little bag of, you know, like the clementines.
Right.
The little like cuties, you know.
I like those. They're
and so
cute.
She ended up getting both. So we've been eating like a couple
a
day.
Good. That's so good.
And I also got apples, which I need to actually eat. I had an apple that day, but I haven't had one since. So I'm like, I love my apples.
And
so,
that's good for dehydration. That's very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've been it's interesting how things kind of fall together because I'm thinking, if we get fruit, it's only going to last for so long. So we have to, you know, eat it really quickly. And
it's interesting, going through your pantry and using what you have and organizing the pantry closet. You know what I mean? As I'm putting food away but I'm doing it in stages. Like, I don't feel like it's drudgery. Oh, I have to get this done because I have no time. I'm like, if it takes me 2 weeks to do would have taken me like one entire day, so be it. That's the art of taking your time. You just do it when you feel like doing it, and then when you don't feel like doing it, you stop doing it, and everything just sort of flows. I ordered an exercise mat from Amazon because my gym's closed. I belong to two gyms. They're both closed. And, We're going to come out of this like the butterfly that we're meant to be, honey. So that's it. Yeah. We want to finish strong no matter what that means. Talk about finishing strong. We're going to finish the show strong. So that's crazy, though. And, you know, it's interesting that there was a mention about that it reminded her of the earlier channeled messages. Yes, but there is a calmness where I feel a kind of a difference, that there's a peace and a calmness and a healthy detachment with the channeling, because I haven't done it in so long. I used to do it all the time. I don't. And whenever, you know, by request, I guess I can do it. But that was nice, like riding the bike. But it felt less frenetic, if that makes sense, or less emotional, which is a good thing. I think that there's maybe it's evolved. I don't know because I have to hear it myself.
Definitely it's evolved because you've evolved and you're the vessel through which that stuff is coming through.
Right.
And as a result, you're also attracting a new conglomeration of energies to include Lois in that.
Well, she's spearheading it. Yeah, she's leading the troops with that one. But I love the whole coffee metaphor. That's so crazy. I'm thinking, why coffee? I'm like, let me not question. I'm just
here.
And that whole thing about
you
shade
coffee,
growth. Right.
I'm like, because I was talking about shadows. I was talking about the shadow side.
Right.
I'm like, shade grown coffee. Okay. But I've never actually had to look up shade grown coffee. So.
Right. And I never, and the thing is, I just like to drink it. I'm Colombian. It's in my blood. And I was in coffee country. Yeah. And I only drink Colombian coffee because I'm a snob. But But I'm like, oh, look how it's grown. It's so pretty. It's so like I was so fascinated. We would take. I love that when I go there, I visit a local. So we live like locals. So it's like I'm not a tourist. I'm a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
So we would take like these like local buses to go to take like a 3-hour trip to go to the mountains or whatever. And I remember looking at the window. And then even from the window of my hotel, looking at the mountains, and it's all this cultivation on the mountains looked like beautiful works of art. There was such I felt such pride, like just that the farmers had such pride. It looked so perfect. And to see it in person, it's like seeing the Grand Canyon in person. Like it's not about how big and vast and impressive, but on a much smaller scale. I guess that's why it came out like that in the channel, just this divine cooperation between nature and humankind.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
So I'm gonna check that out. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work. And to brighter days ahead. No, isn't that relevant? Hello.
Ah, right?
Right? The tagline. And we came up with that a long time ago. Hello. Very interesting. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Love you. Bye.
Tell me something.